Well, the Packers have Buffalo up at Lambeau this week, where the Packers are 7-0, John.
And they're going to go into that game thinking they're going to win, and the other Buffalo's going to think they're going to win, and we got two teams that want to win, and when you got those teams that want to win, that's where the conflict comes up.
Yeah, Packers are coming off of a big win over the 49ers on Sunday.
Yeah, that's the thing. Brett Favre actually, I think, used his mental powers. Because the defense had to win the game for him there at the end. Brett Favre is so good that when he's not playing, he's thinking about the game and making things happen.
Man, he really is good in your mind then.
He's the best ever.
You getting used to?
Are you best ever?
Yeah, he's the greatest ever in the world. I mean,
world.
Why else, Chuck, would I have referenced him 642,983 times this year on Monday Night Football, even when he wasn't playing?
No, I know. See, I have a lot of people who aren't Packer fans, and they say that, you know, they like Brett Favre, but my God, will Madden just give it up? It's like, you know, everything is somehow related to Brett Favre.
Well, yeah, and that's the truth, because Brett Favre can do anything. I mean, I saw him turn water into gold.
Into gold?
Yeah.
Most skipped guys right over the wine and went to gold.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with wine? Nothing. You can just drink it. But gold, you can trade it in and get some money. And well, Brett Favre knows that.
Team colors are green and gold, John.
That's how it is. Thank you for bringing it around, because I had nowhere to go with it. You know, hey, here's another thing. Last night, did you guys see, you know who joined us in the booth? Bocephus.
Yes, oh. I saw that.
Bocephus came in and he brought some presents, and I got a cowboy hat.
Wait, I thought that was Hank Williams Jr.
It is. Bocephus is Hank Williams Jr.
Bocephus.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, it's my buddy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay, like how you call us
that as you are on the over under, John.
Well, yeah. And you were over that before I got under it. I didn't track myself up on that one. But here's the thing. Bocephus brought a cowboy hat, and I put it on. And the thing was, I took the microphone off to put the hat on, and then I couldn't put the microphone back on, but I kept talking, and my mouth was moving, but nothing was coming out, and I still can't figure that one out. I can figure out the plane of the goal line, but right. I can't figure out why, if you're not talking into a microphone, nobody can hear you.
You were actually doing the broadcast, and you were actually working. You were on the clock, John, and yet your work wasn't going out over the air. So you may get a credit for that $6 million a year salary for those couple seconds that you were actually working, but it didn't get on the air. So
yeah,
I would look for that in your paycheck.
Yeah, it might. That might come out of there, and you're right. And that makes me a little hurtful. But it's still, there's a lot of love there.
Are you you getting used to Monday nights now rather than Sunday afternoons?
Yeah, you know, you just change where you eat dinner, and you change where you eat your free lunches. And when you change those meals and you add a couple breakfasts, I mean, it all works out.
All right.
It's all the same thing. And by the way, did you get the box fixed for Al Michaels? Hey, guys, you know that Al Michaels has to stand on a box for the two shot to start the
he does?
Broadcast? Yeah, because you see, he's so short. And John actually stepped on it in San Francisco a couple weeks back and broke it.
Yeah, you can't break the box, and that's been said at not only in the broadcast booth, but also at the cat house.
All right, John.
All right, John.
Hey, guys, like I say to Stuart Scott every week when I sign off of ESPN, thanks, sir.
All right, John. Thanks. Right. John Madden from Monday Night Football. How did he end that?
Thanks.